Here on the Radio Sports page, we're talking to Jacqueline Holmes and Bailey Voss, two of the girls runners for the Pella Christian Eagles cross country squad. And guys, thanks for joining us. And it's been a good season for the Eagles all the way around in cross country, and for the girls especially. You guys have gone first and second in the last two meets at Linville Sully. You guys have been the top two finishers for the Eagles girls cross country team, and it's been a very exciting season. What's that feeling been like to be able to be such big contributors for the Eagles and really kind of help the squad be extremely competitive here in these last couple of meets?
It's been good. I really like this season by far. I really like having Bailey right next to me. I feel like throughout our races that she's been catching up to me, and I think that's more of like a motivation than competition. And I try to think of it that way because we always encourage each other throughout the race and push each other. And yeah,
I've been really loving just like getting to have kind of the competition and motivation with running with Jacqueline. Like, I'll tell her before the race, I'm like, okay, Jacqueline, this time I'm gonna catch you. And I feel like there's just been a lot of like healthy competition and everything that keeps us like pushing towards finishing and everything.
Yeah, and I was talking to Coach Bouquet about that, actually, and he told me you told her that at Linville Sully, which was a big meet for you, and you were able to catch her in that meet. And, you know, I'll ask both of you this question. Jacqueline, you know, obviously she got the better of you on that day. You know, what was that kind of like to see her set out a goal and achieve it? And Bailey, what was that like to achieve that goal?
Honestly, when we first went out, we were, like, both – it was a really tiring meet just because we had OSCE on Tuesday, but we both were like pushing each other, and we always, like in the beginning of the race, you could probably hear us talk back and forth about like, you got this, like, and yeah, honestly, I'm happy whenever Bailey's in front of me because that just, I brought her some kind of encouragement.
Yeah, I'll always tell Jacqueline, I'm like, okay, Jacqueline, this time you got to slow down a little bit more so I can catch up with you. But yeah, like when we start races, we'll high five each other or whatever, like even when we start running. And it's just like really cool because I feel like even like if I win a race, I don't feel like I'm doing anybody to Jacqueline because it's all throughout the race. We're cheering each other on, and like whether Jacqueline or I is winning, we still need each other for that motivation and everything. And it's something so cool that we get to run together like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jacqueline, as a returner from the Eagle squad last year and being one of the two individuals who made it to state, you know, trying to set out and get the girls team to state as a whole team this year. I know that's a big goal for you. How do you feel about that coming in, or kind of at the midpoint of the season here as you kind of wind down the season and get ready for state qualifying and things of that nature?
I think that we do have a chance, especially if we run at Williamsburg and do really well and get ranked. We can knock down another ranked team and we can do better at state qualifying, like have a better chance of going to state. But I think there's definitely a big open door for that.
Yeah, and Bailey, as one of the new members of the team as a freshman here, you know, very exciting that the team is progressing as it is. You know, what's that like to be able to kind of push the Eagles kind of to that next level and right on the cusp of getting into the rankings and hoping to get there here in the next week or so? You know, what's that been like to be a big contributor to that?
I just have been really loving, like, the culture of the team and everything, and I feel like, yeah, we have quite the big chance of, as we keep pushing in these next meets, to be finishing as one of the top girls teams and everything. And like, yeah, at the Linville Sully one, we finished first, and I think just the way that we've been pushing in all these meets is giving us a big chance towards state. And it's cool how the upperclassmen are encouraging the freshmen to keep running hard and pushing towards that goal as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talked a little bit about that culture, and I think that's a big thing as the team continues to grow here. The girls had the most runners they've had in quite a long time at Pella Christian, and the most in the tenure of Mike Bouquet as head coach. So, you know, very exciting. What's that been like to watch the program grow under Coach Bouquet and continue to see more girls coming out and have more runners to potentially get to a state meet as a team?
I think it's really crazy. This year we've like increased for like at least at the girls' side, like probably 13, 14 girls. And I think that's just really crazy because last year and freshman year, we barely had enough girls to qualify. So just having more numbers means that we can have more opportunity to get to state.
Yeah, and I think even as a girls' team, the way that everybody is, like, such good friends and the bonds that we've been able to make as a team, and I think Coach Bukite's been helping us get there a lot as a team with supporting Ryan and supporting each other a lot, too. It's just really cool how we're getting, like, better physically, but also we're getting better as, like, a team in our relationships with each other.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Thanks for joining us here on the Radio Sports page. It's a pleasure to get to talk Pella Christian Cross Country with you guys. You guys have had a fantastic season, and best of luck in keeping that going, and hopefully it results in a deep run that sees the Eagles girls cross country team in Fort Dodge at the end of it. So I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Jacqueline Holmes and Bailey Voss of the Pella Christian Cross Country team here on the Radio Sports page.